Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Pastor Cooksey, will you open the prayer line with prayer, please?
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. We know that you, Lord Jesus, can do all things but fail. We ask that we continue, Lord Jesus, to not lean to our own understanding, but lean to what thus saith the word, Lord Jesus. We know that by the word, heaven and earth were formed. When you said, let there be light, guess what? Light came just by your word, Lord Jesus. So today we ask that we stand on your word, Lord Jesus, your commandments, Lord Jesus, your precepts, line upon line, precept upon precept. We ask that we not look to the left or to the right, but look to the hills from which cometh our strength. You are our strength, Lord Jesus. You're our refuge. You're our rock. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're able to do. We ask that you continue to increase faith, Lord Jesus. You increase faith by the word. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, continue to let your word abide in us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to not just be hearers of it, but to be doers of it, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing for all of us right now. I ask that you bless each and every one on this line from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. I ask that you give them joy, Lord Jesus, that only comes from you. Peace, Lord Jesus, that only comes from you. I thank you for paying every bill, canceling every debt. I ask that you, Lord Jesus, let an rhema word come through this line right now, Lord Jesus. A right now word, a life-changing word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing for Full Gospel House of Prayer. We ask that you continue to bless each and every one that is a part of this ministry. We ask that you continue to bring new people into this ministry, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen.
Sister Tamara.
Hello, all. Welcome to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you a little bit of information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line service on Wednesday night, and it begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The number for our Wednesday night prayer line is 916-588-9688. And on Sundays, if we're online, we begin at 1:30 p.m., and you can listen live to our entire church service on the same number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California. And we have a Twitter, which is FGH Prayer. We are planning an in-person service for this upcoming Sunday, July 11th. In-person services always begin at 12 noon. Those who plan to attend, if you feel comfortable, bring your mask and wear it throughout the service. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1820 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We always enter from the rear. Just a reminder, we're still using Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. And, of course, with our email address, it is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less and mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor Smith.
Okay, I think I heard Maddie first, okay?
I'm sorry. Our younger brother died on Sunday. And I have been, you know, 3/4 of my life I spent as an addict. I've been in and out of prison, and I have never been able to do anything. My parents, my immediate family is not in America, and their borders are closed, so no one can come. But I just want to praise and honor God that I have not only the money to help bury my brother, but to be there for my family. And I just want to praise and honor him and thank him, you know, and they were just, you know, the shock wore off, and I told them it's preordained. Like, you know, I mean, I just see things different, and I tell them that, you know, when it's time, it's time, it's preordained, and I'm at such a peace that surpasses all understanding, and I just wanted to praise and honor him. That's it. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Shirley. I just thank God for life, health, and strength. Loved ones, family, and friends. I thank God that over the weekend I had 4 blessings. I thank God for confirmation. I thank God for 2 answers to prayer. And I thank God this today a call with a major open door. And so I'm just thanking God for his blessings. I thank God for going forward. I thank God for you. I thank God for the fellowship. I thank God for being God. In Jesus'
praise
name, God bless you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Jerome. I have a testimony. Pastor, you prayed a while ago about a positioning open up at the job, and God is just moving. So I got that position of being a trainer. I'm going through the phases of being behind the wheel trainer. God answered that prayer, Pastor Smith. And he also did the other prayer that you prayed about giving us a rest. So I was able to have a couple days off starting from last week into this week. I just thank God for that, and he's just moving.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your word tonight, for your word, oh God. It's a healing word. So I come by faith applying your word, oh God, that your word will release healing tonight. Father, we're going to pray by the authority that you release to the believers. And I thank you for the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, to minister healing tonight by faith in Jesus' name. Have your Bibles. Please turn to Exodus, the 15th chapter, verse 26, and Matthew 8, 16 through 17. Again, Exodus, the 15th chapter, verse 26 in Matthew 8, 16 through 17. Get those 2 books to you, please. Amen.
Amen.
This is the word concerning healing. And the word of God is a word. This word is a prescription. It's a biblical prescription. It's God's health plan. And we're going to stand on the health plan, the word of God, tonight. Because disease and sickness are constant around us all the time. And so we're reminding God of his word tonight. And his word is a prescription. It's instruction. It's written to us as patients. It's providing medicine treatment. It's a prescription. It's written to us when we are his patients, to provide medicine treatment. So this word, his word, is treatment tonight. And we're going to stand by faith, believing the word of God. And there are many that are going through the process of healing. And when you're going through a process of healing, that means not instantly. We have to continue to apply the word over those conditions. That's what we're doing tonight. We keep ministering to people when they don't instantly get healed. And it works. You have to continue to stand on the word of God, ministering to people when they don't immediately get healed. That means encourage them, standing on the word, not wavering, knowing that the word of God, step by step. And why, when you're doing that by faith, and you can watch the hand of God bring forth miracles. And so it works all the time. It's God's health plan. It's biblical. It's a prescription. It provides for us as patients a treatment of healing. And we're going to begin now in Exodus 15, chapter, verse 26, please.
And said, if thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This word is so powerful. If you will obey me completely by keeping my commands, I will not punish you with any other disease that I brought on the Egyptian. I'm the Lord, the one who heals you. Healing is promised through the word of God. Spiritual healing, healing from disease, emotionally healing. He's Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And tonight we stand on the word that he's our healer tonight. And there are those that's going through infirmities, and I want you by faith to stand on the released word of God tonight to receive your medication from the word of God. That Proverbs 4:20-22 is medicine, and it's healing. It brings life. It's medicine to your flesh. And so when you stand on the word of God, you may not instantly receive, but you shall receive. Why? Because the authority of the word of God is ministering continuously. Minister must stand on the word of God. If you're a minister of the gospel, you stand on the word of God, and God will be glorified. And that means when people are still complaining, you don't let their complaints stop you from standing on the word of God. When they're continually saying this is going on, you don't let that get in your spirit or your ear or your heart. You're standing on the word of God. And what is happening? That word is continuously to minister because of your faith. The word of God says the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. God desired to be glorified. And all sickness is not unto death. Many things are going on in our body so God can be glorified. He's the healer and he's the deliverer. He's the one that has a health plan that will not fail. There's a prescription that God has for you tonight. If you are a patient, his word, biblical, is a prescription to heal you tonight. All you have to do is stand on the word of God. And one thing I do know, unforgiveness and sin stop healing. It stops healing, thanks to God. Sin cuts off healing. And if you say you have not sinned, we're all guilty of sin. Why? Because of Adam and Eve, the nature of sin. But we know what the word of God, Jesus' plan, he subdued the enemy. He brought that spirit under control. He overpowered that spirit. And that spirit of sin can only be subdued by the Holy Spirit to bring it under control, to overpower it, to restrain it, and to crush it. And so when we repent of sin, you are in fellowship with God, and healing comes forth. But sin cuts off healing, saints of God. And so tonight, we're going to stand on the word of God, because the word of God is healing and medicine to your flesh and its life. And we're going to stand knowing that the spirit of the word said we obey his command. And when we get out of order, we quickly repent and go forth and receive. We're no longer cut off. And they're so self-righteous people who think they don't commit sin. They get it all right, but that's a lie from the pits of hell. The Bible says if you say you have not sinned, you are a liar. And so This is for people that's not self-righteous. They that know they have to depend on God. They that know if any time in their mind, their thoughts get out of order, if they begin to have wounds that need to be healed and they have a problem in forgiveness, all of this is sickness, saints of God. The Spirit of God will go into that place. He will heal you of your wound. He will restore your health. When you get into a place where you know that you're out of order with God, the Spirit of God will go in, cut that thing off that's afflicting you, and you will walk in healing by his word. Matthew 8, 16 and 17, please.
When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias, the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness.
This is what the word of God says. He took our sickness and carried our diseases. He cast out the spirit with his word. I'm talking about diseases tonight. Any kind of infirmity, he cast out the spirit with his word. He healed all who were sick. Sick mentally, sick emotionally, sick in their bodies, mind, soul. Jesus drove out every evil spirit with the word and healed all who were sick. This is for everyone that need a healing. Whatever that healing is underlined by the word of God tonight. It is a prescription, saints of God. It will handle the situation that you cannot handle. His word provides the medicine that I'm not talking about what a doctor don't understand, a scientist don't understand. The word of God will bring treatment to those things that they have diagnosed and said that get ready for death. But I'm telling you tonight to get ready for life and more abundantly. As I was preparing for this word, I remember a mother in the church years ago that was diagnosed with diabetes. And at that time, when I met her, she was maybe 92 years old. And she was self-sufficient. She was living in her own dwelling. And there were members of the church that would check on her, pay her bills, and just make sure that she was safe because she was independent. But she had been diagnosed with an illness, saints of God, diabetes. But this mother in this church was standing on the word of God. She was applying the medication of the word daily over that diabetes spirit continuously. And all the caretakers that was taking care of her, that was members of the church, that was assisting her, she outlived all of those caretakers. And I remember they told me that she was placed into a assisted living facility. I think she maybe been about 97 at that time. Still, the doctors were saying she had diabetes. You must get this. Saints of God. I'm talking about the prescription of the word of God. This mother was standing on the plan of God, his health plan. Even though the doctor diagnosed diabetes over her and all the complications that she would go through, none of those complications never touched her body. Her kidneys functioned. Her eyes was clear. They didn't have to detach any limbs. Her limbs, her legs, she still walked. She was placed into an assisted living because of her age. She just fell asleep. She fell asleep at 98 years old. But the doctors had diagnosed all of these complications that this mother never, ever experienced. Saints, get the word of God. She's stood on the health plans of the Lord, the biblical word, the prescription that God's word has for her. She became a patient He provided the medicine treatment for her. She didn't fight with the doctor. She was a woman of peace. She was a godly woman. She stood on the word of God, and the word of God worked for her. The spirit of the word subdued diabetes. The spirit of the word had that diagnosis under control. The spirit of the word overpowered and restrained everything that the doctor said. She outlived her doctors, the one that had diagnosed her. And what am I saying? The word of God brings forth life. The word of God, when you begin to eat the word, it's medicine and treatment for whatever you may go through. You may have all kinds of diagnoses, but that's not the end of it. If you are a believer and you stand on the word of God, if you fall into error or sin and you repent, the Spirit of God goes into that place. And where the devil say you're guilty, the word of God say you're cleansed by my precious blood. And I remember your sins no more. It's by standing in relationship with God tonight, in the spirit of the word, will go into that place and cast out the spirit of disease. And the spirit of the word will heal you. Jesus drove out every evil spirit with the word and healed all who were sick. I'm getting to the point tonight because it's time for healing, healing emotionally, healing mentally, healing from wounds that you're having a hard time letting go of, healing so you can start afresh, healing so new life can be penetrated by the word of God, healing from disease, because the word of God is a healing word. It brings forth soundness. It heals wounds. It mends. It recovers. It restores. It's medicine. It's therapeutic. And it's a treatment for whatever you have need of tonight, saints of God. So this is why God is bringing this word tonight, that you may be going through a process, that we're going to stand tonight and agree with the word of God. We're going to keep ministering the word of God. You that going through the process of healing, that the spirit of God don't want you to give up. I don't care what kind of diagnosis. I don't care what scientist says. I don't care what doctor says. The spirit of God has the last word. God's health plan is biblical. It is a prescription tonight. It's instruction written in the word of God to you as a patient tonight to provide medicine treatment for anything that's in a place of disease. Anything tonight that's not well. Anything tonight that need recovering, to need to be restored. Any wounds tonight. Jeremiah 30:17, he said, I restore your health and I will heal you your wounds. This is what the word of God says, that he will restore your health and he will heal you your wounds. Many people carry wounds for years. Wounds needing healing from the Holy Spirit. Things that have bruised you, have hurt you, is causing emotional disturbance over you, mental distress. All of this is disease, saints of God. But this word tonight, saying the word of God will give you a prescription tonight, and the plans of God, which is this word, will give you medicine to treat those diseases tonight if you can believe by faith. I don't care what the diagnosis. The word of God says anything too hard for the Lord, that's in the book of Genesis. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. He said he forgive all our iniquities. That's when you repent. He forgive us of all our iniquities and heal all our diseases, not some of them, all our diseases. He said he will bring health and cure, and I will cure them, and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. That's Jeremiah 33:6. Beloved, I wish above all things thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. 3 John 2. So I'm giving you some word tonight. And this word going to do what it says if you have enough faith to begin to speak the word and stop giving the devil room. I mean, petting the word and comforting. I mean, petting that spirit and comforting that spirit. So that spirit can cleave and cause you to be in a place of disease. But the word of God said Jesus cast out the spirit with his word and healed all who were sick from whatever. You read it all through the New Testament, how Jesus healed those from all kinds of infirmity. When the man was at the pool, he was healed. When the woman with the issue of blood, she was healed. When that man had legions of demons, he was healed. His word is a healing factor as never before, saints of God. When the child was in a deep sleep and the ruler came to Jesus, he cast out unbelief. And the only thing was in that room was agreeing with the word of God for that child to be healed and to be waking out of sleep. And she was waking out of sleep because only thing was in that room was agreement with the word of God. No unbelief, but standing in faith for a miracle from God to awaken that child. And because of agreement was in the room, I'm talking about agreement on this phone line tonight, the Spirit of God awakened that child out of sleep. Because the only one was in that room was his disciples and the father and the mother and Jesus. We want Jesus to be in our midst tonight because we're in agreement tonight for someone that needed deliverance in their body, deliverance in their mind, deliverance from some kind of disease, something that's tormenting them tonight. We're going to agree with the word of God. Do anyone have a prayer request before I go into prayer?
Hi.
Sorry. Oh, go ahead, honey.
This is Sister Dolores. I have a prayer request for my daughter-in-law's mother passed, and the family needs prayer. Her name is Barbara.
Okay, the passing in the family. Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor, I'm sorry. I haven't been sleeping, and I have to drive an hour to base tomorrow in order to get my leave and stuff, and I'm really scared that if I don't get sleep, I'm not safe to drive. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll pray for you. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor, this is Alicia. I had a gentleman come out to repair my refrigerator about a week ago or so, and he never returned back, and I've already paid him for the part, and he's not showing up. I asked for a refund. He said he'll send me a refund, and I haven't received that, and I just don't even have the energy. So I'll just like prayer over this situation, please.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, saints, we're going to go to the throne room to obtain mercy and find help in the time of need. There's so many people in need tonight. But the word of God, we just said, God have a help plan tonight. It's biblical. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. Tonight, repent of any sin. Sins of omission, sins of commission in the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God, you said we confess our sins, that you are just and righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness tonight through your precious blood. And I thank you for the blood of Jesus overthrowing sin, crushing sin in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you tonight that your word, oh God, bring everything under control, the things that we cannot do, that the Spirit of God come against the nature of sin that dwells within mankind, that the Spirit of God subdue it in Jesus' name, overpower that spirit tonight in the name of Jesus so that we won't be cut off tonight, Father. And I thank you, Father, tonight by faith we're healed in Jesus' name, that you crush that spirit, God, and restrained by the blood of Jesus. So we come tonight to the throne room to tame help to, and to have find mercy and find help in the time that we have need of in Jesus' name. We come in boldly through the throne of God. We come in boldly through the throne of grace to tame mercy and find help for us in the time of need. Father, I thank you tonight that the spirit of the word right now will go to Sister Dolores. Oh, God, for that family member that was lost, that the spirit of God comfort that family and remember that family tonight, Father, and bring your comfort and spirit to heal that family, oh, God, for whatever they're going through in Jesus' name, that the Holy Ghost, the comfort, to go now and release them, oh, Father, so they can release their loved one. And Jesus, I thank you now for the comfort and spirit attaching itself to the loved ones in Jesus' name. That the matter, place your hand on your head, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, I send your word, Psalms 127. You say that you will give your beloved sweet sleep. I thank you for sweet sleep over Maddie, that you will drive and she will not have the spirit of slumber over her, that the spirit of God calls her to come forth refreshed, and the spirit of God will give her sweet sleep. We apply your word now, God, to restore her, to refresh her, that the spirit of God, Psalms 144 through 8, will cause every violent spirit, any spirit that will cause accident, to be restrained by the Holy Spirit, that spirit would be subdued by God, and she would get to her destination safe, awake, and refreshed by faith in Jesus' name because of the word of God, the prescription over her now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for the spirit of God to go into that place, oh God, that spirit have assault, that's an assault, oh God, on Alicia, that the spirit of God go. God, you know where that person is. Apprehend that spirit as his desire to steal from Alicia, God. And I thank you for the refund. I thank you for the repair. I thank you, oh God, that the spirit of God deal with that man like no one else can. Deal with him in his sleep. Deal with him in his awakened hours. I thank you, oh Father, for the repair of that she's paid for, that he will bring forth the right parts, oh God, and he will repair it, oh God, and there will be no problem. I thank you for your peace to be upon this, God, and that the Spirit of God go in and apprehend that spirit tonight for Alicia. Say, this is your daughter, God. And I thank you for apprehending that spirit, that thief. He that stole will steal no more. He will not steal from this woman of God. I thank you for the spirit of God apprehending that spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, I come by faith tonight. I'm going to declare your word, oh God. I'm going to stand on the prescription of your word. You said, we declare a thing that you shall establish it. All we can do is speak and pronounce it, God, but your word say you shall establish it, Job 22:28. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father Jesus, every disease, every virus that's designed to touch our bodies, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Spirit of God will go into that place and stop virus. In the name of Jesus, every organ, every tissue in our body, it must function the way God created. I thank you tonight, God, that it shall function in Jesus' name. There will be no malfunction in our bodies in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father Jesus, that your word is right now over our body parts in Jesus' name, that the breath of God restoring those body parts so that the enemy has afflicted. I thank you in Jesus' name that the spirit of the blood flow to every cell in our body, restoring and transforming health in our bodies in the name of Jesus. I thank you tonight in Jesus' name that our immune system is strong in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we send the word of God to forbid confusion in our immune system in the name name of Jesus, that every cell must do exactly how God has promoted to do. Life come forth in the cell, health in our bodies in Jesus' name. Anything, God, that will come to cut off our immune system in the name of Jesus, we will not allow it in Jesus' name. We speak tonight in Jesus' name that every growth, every tumor, every growth, hallelujah, that's not sent by God, that the Spirit of God will uproot and take those growth that it was no longer be planted in our bodies in the name of Jesus. We speak to our pancreas that the Spirit of God produce insulin, the amount that our body needs in our pancreas tonight, God, so that health can flow through our pancreas in Jesus' name. We send the word of God to our muscles, to our bones, to our joints, that the Spirit of God, his healing word, will respond tonight, and that injury would not occur to the muscle or to the bones or to the joints, that every muscle will obey God, every bone will obey God in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for your healing virtues now, the medication of your word, the prescription of your word, the treatment now working tonight for those that will believe, for those that will stand on the word. I stand by faith in Jesus' name, ministering to your word, God, even when they complain, even when they, hallelujah, don't believe. Somebody got to believe. We stand in the gap in Jesus' name, that the Spirit healing, that the Spirit is healing now in the name of Jesus, that whatever they feel, those emotions which is false will come in a place where God subdue it in Jesus' name, overthrow, control those crazy emotions in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God will restrain every emotion that's out of order in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God has touched us with his word from the top of our head to the soles of our feet in the name of Jesus. I thank you that cells are working properly. The immune system is working properly. The muscles and the joints are working properly. There's no out of control growth. Every tumor must squeeze and be dead in Jesus' name. Uproot every spirit of disease in the name of Jesus. And I thank you tonight, God, that you create our body to function the way the word has set it up. Everything that's malfunction, die in the name of Jesus. Decrease in the name of Jesus. Be overthrown in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight, God, that every cell must bow, every tissue must bow, every muscle must bow, every joint must bow in Jesus' name. And that the Spirit of God will cause everything in our system to work the way you made it, that the pancreas shall produce the right of insulin, that diabetes must come subject to the blood of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight that your healing virtues by your word, a prescription tonight, is moving, mending, recovering, restoring, therapeutic treatment in every area of our life, mentally, no stress. Release us from unhealthy stress in Jesus' name. Our mental ability is strong. I send the word of God that every mental disease comes subject to the word of God. Bipolar comes subject to the word of God. Schizophrenia comes subject to the word of God. Mental illness comes subject to the word of God. Mind function the way that the Lord created you to be. Every heart spirit, that the Spirit of God will move to the vessels of the heart. Anything clogged up, the Spirit of God will flush out. By faith in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you tonight that the spirit of our cells, every cancerous cell, bow to Jesus in Jesus' name. We forbid you from functioning in our bodies in the name of Jesus. And I thank you tonight, God, that your word is a prescription tonight, that your healing word, God, and instruction of your words, your written word, God, is providing every need for us as patient of the true and living God. For you say, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. You say, beloved, I wish above all things thou may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. God, I thank you tonight for the spirit of prosperity is over our body, mind, spirit, and soul tonight. And we confess healing by faith in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God is reconciling, healing families that's dysfunctional, going to that place and uprooting those wounds in Jesus' name, those family members that's causing chaos in the name of Jesus, that the healing virtues of Jesus pull up every wedge in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God send his son to reconcile us back to God and to each other. And I thank you for the protection of our children, oh God, as they go in and out. Protection for those in workforces, in Jesus' name. Protection for those, oh God, that's going in places where there's danger. God, I thank you for the Spirit of God to protect them when danger is lurking all around them. I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving tonight, Father, that in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus flowing over every part of our bodies, and by faith, we stand. That Spirit of the Word is ministering to every treatment we have need of tonight in the name of Jesus. That every door need to be opened, that the Holy Spirit open. Everything that need to come separate to God, that the Spirit of God calls that thing to bow tonight. I thank you for healing Maddie, oh God, and her family of the loss of her brother, God. I thank you for the comfort and spirit will go to them tonight in Jesus' name. Supply their needs in the name of Jesus. Open up every door that need be in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight, God, that your healing virtues is attached to every disease. Any disease, mentally or emotionally, in our bodies, in our families. We're going to stand on the word of God. We're going to believe you, Father Jesus, that your word is medicine and health, and we eat it because it brings forth life in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. Stand on the word of God. It's not about what you feel or what the doctors has diagnosed. You got the prescription tonight, and it's the word of God. Stand on the word of God. I agree with you tonight that the spirit of the word, the medication of the word is your healer tonight. And I give God praise and thanksgiving for doing exactly what his word has been designed to do for us tonight by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Pastor Ben Smith and the full
praise
Gospel
the
House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayers.